reading the riff. That's interesting. I find that interesting. Because he cuts out what, almost according to all Dayos, is the real answer to that question. Dehainu, chuppah. Okay. So you saw the Bach here. The Bach jumps in on the question of Nafsha, right? You know that to be the machlokas between Rashi and the Einikel, Rabbeinu Tam. Chibas Nafsha Mukaf. It should be parenthesized. Maybe we shouldn't have it. Okay? He says, the Ran, the Ramban. So we'll take a look. Okay. Very good. Go ahead, Eitan. What's that? Yeah, why don't we start there? So he starts off by suggesting that even though chalipin is a very ubiquitous kinyan, it's not going to work for isha. Isha ain't a nickname b'kach. She ain't a isha nickname b'chalipin. V'afol pi. Okay, as we saw, this is the approach of Rashi and many others. But now he quotes from his grandfather. Okay, Mori Zakeni, Omer, this is the Rid, Sheim Das. Well, she can hold on to the Sudar. Bimana. Oh, so what does he say? That actually, in his judgment, Kinyan Chalipin is perfectly viable. The only time that Kinyan Chalipin is not going to work, Nachi, is when? Oh, if it's, give me the halachic equivalent. If the kinyan chalipin is basically functioning as, what's the word I'm looking for? When you can't come up with the money, what do you give? Mashkon. And what's the halach of mashkon? Mana ain kan. Mashkon ain kan. No. Mechudadim deficha. You got to remember that line. Mana ain kan, mashkon ain kan. Oh, so he says the only time that chalipin doesn't work is if it's a placeholder, or as my daughter would say, a bookmark. And she's really expecting the mana. No, no, no. That's we say mana inkan. If you don't have the cash, mashko inkan. You don't have anything. As my father likes to say, quoting Brooklyn of the 1960s, cash is king. Katie knows it. Still set in Highland Park of the 21st century. And Edison. So if she expects a mana, and instead she gets, you know, the handkerchief, nishke shtoigen, nishke floigen. But a regular kinyan chalipin? That everybody's on the same page? So why should Isha be any different? Remarkable. We didn't see that coming, did we? So all of this beautiful lamdas, a chalipin, it's not a kinyan chashuv, it's degrading, genai, forget about law. So, Tosfos Rid, I don't see a problem with it. The Gemara meant was lafuke a chalipin, which is basically betoras mashkon. Let's go a little bit further. Go ahead, Baron Holtz. Titbisili. Okay, so again, he says that it would seem to me that there's a machlokas here between the Rid and Rashi, and I think that's true. I think Rashi is quite clear that any form of a kinyan chalipin doesn't work. But the Shilte Giborim is a collector's item in this sukkah, because the Shilte Giborim says the standard kinyan chalipin, the kinyan chalipin that we all think about, is actually perfectly viable for purposes of kiddushin. And this sets us up for the Divrei Haran. Eitan, you good to carry us forward? Okay, go ahead. Right here, on Daf Aleph. Go ahead. Okay, Dimei Kor Achimak Shinan. Mitoras Kesef Mahani. So whose basic gisha is he adopting? Whose voice can you hear resonating through the Ran? His predecessor of French origin? The Rabbeinu Tam, right? That the Havamina is that Chalipin is, you know, a subcategory of Kesev. It's Mitoras Kesev. Nachi, just remind us, what was the language of Rabbeinu Tam? Cain Kesef. Okay, so he says he's working Mitoras Kesef. All right, Rabbeinu Nisim ben Reuven, the great Ran. Beautiful. Ah. Oh. Eitan, give me the essence of what the Ran is saying. I mean, the Ran was bothered by what the general would refer to as an obvious difficulty. Certainly at the level of the Havamina, the Gemara knew in the end that Chalipin was going to be Isneo v'pachos mishav v'pruta. That wasn't like some great discovery we made on Daf Gimel and Aleph. So how in the world did we really have the Havamina that Kesef, which does have the outer boundary of Shavapruta, has a tolda called Chalipin, which we know doesn't have that outer boundary? He's wondering about what did Rabbeinu Tam think was really going on in this Gemara? And what does he say? And why is it so meaningful for us? What does he say? Oh, no, the Havamina was that Chalipin is Betoras Kesef. And even though we knew that it's Isneu Bepachos Mishavapruta, since Chalipin is effectuated using a excellent, a kli, by definition, is a davar chashuv. It's a davar misuyam. It's a kli. Give me a raya, midaraisa, that a kli is considered a davar chashuv. That a kli specifically has which halachic property? Yes! You're absolutely right. What else is Makabel Tuma? It's always what? Blank O'Chalim, blank O'Chalim, blank. Adam O'Chalim, Adam O'Chalim. Susceptibility to Tuma is itself a measure of Chashivos. That's why we have Shlishi Bitruma and Revi Bikodshim. Okay? So you're absolutely right. So the thought was that since chalipin is effectuated by a kli, which is a davar chashav, even though we knew the whole time that isnei v'pachos mishavapruta, maybe chalipin is always a ma'isa chashav. So the Ran is giving us a hesber l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Eitan, carry it on. Go ahead. Makli. Machatin. So two little, you know, needles, not worth very much. Right, and you're a modan, you know, one of them. So I don't know, you're dealing with, you know, pennies here. I don't know, how much does a needle cost? You probably could get like 1,000 needles for, I don't know, 15 cents or whatever it is. So you're not talking about any significant amount of money, but this would seemingly trigger the halachos of moda b'miktas, right? Kesef ochelim lishmor, asher yomar, ki hu ze, ad, kd, ad ho Elohim, yavo devar shnehem. This is the halacha of Modem Mimiktas, Shvuas HaDayanim. Okay. Tanu Beis Machatin, as Eitan Baronholtz would say, insignificant needles. And he had made them Mimiktas in one of them, Chayuv. Yatu Chaylim. Lama Shehen, Kidi Isa Perik Shvuas HaDayanim. Mikhevan Shekhen. Oh, so what a beautiful hesber of the Havamina. That with Kesef, for it to be a Davar Chashiv, you need an outer boundary, you need a threshold level, Dehainu, Hanan. Beautiful. But when it comes to Chalipin, maybe we could lower the bar and say, even if it's less than a Pruta, it's always going to be Chashiv because it's effectuated by a Davar Chashiv. Don't tell me, Ezra, I hope you like this one, don't tell me that my handkerchief is something to sneeze at. Good stuff? Good stuff. It's a Dvar Chashev. It was my grandpappy's handkerchief. It's generations of germs on there. You use that thing, you'll have immunity for the rest of your life. So that was the Havamina. Ah, what was the Maskana? You know, I'm ready to sign up for Chalipin too. It's like, this makes me want to join, you know, Team Shilte Giborim. Send me to Trani so I can learn with the Tosus Rid. I'm ready to sign up. You're either going to have Nashim around the corner waiting and saying, you know, Tava Meitav Tandum and the Meitav Armalo, but only if they give me a Kinyan Chalipin. I've been so inspired. Makli davar chashav. Okay, so what's the maskana? Umehabrinan. Answer is diavshar the kinyan chalipin. It can't be included under shtar, and certainly not under kesef. The onan sahade. Oh, anan sade di isha v'pachus misha v'pruta afilu b'chli shalem lo mikni anafsha. Fascinating. The Ran says, it was such a beautiful theory. But facts are where beautiful theories go to die. Everybody can have all of the svaras in the world. You could philosophize from today until tomorrow, a chalipin, it's a dvar chashav, it's a kli. But anan sadeh, right? we bear witness, anansade, to the simple reality that that's not the way it's perceived. And even when you're dealing with a kli, which I might have argued, Nachin, I had such a beautiful lundus, it's mekabel tuma, it's mekabel tuma, because it's a baruch hashem. And you say to her, don't you want something which is mekabel tuma? She says, what is this person talking about? I want a kiddushim with something which is mekabel tuma. He's telling me because it can become tame, this is somehow better? No. So Anan Sade, we bear witness to the fact that this is not the way that it's perceived as a davar chashev. You know, halavai, you know, the Ran, I think, would be the first to say that everybody out there were bigger lamdanim, and they would appreciate all of our svaras, and appreciate the Tosus Rid's shita a little bit more. But we're not there yet. Od chazon lamoed. But Anan Sade, look around, says the Ran. It's like pukhazi. Anan Sade, the isha b'chri shavaputa v'ibuchli, Shalem, Yomikna Yanafsha, Hilkach, Vadai. So you could appreciate that the Ran was deeply open to the suggestion that Chalipin could have been a Kenyan Chashev. And Misvara, he might even believe that. You could see him being Nota Misvara in the Kivun of the Tosfos Rid. It's not so obvious that Chalipin is a Genai, but the fact of the matter is that it's not treated that way. Anan Sade, that it's not treated that way. And as such, because it apparently, in real life, lacks that chashivos, so it's not part of what the Torah included when it spoke about kinyan kesef, when it spoke about kicha kicha misteyefra. But for the Ran, you get a lot closer. And it's a beautiful elaboration on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Again, it wasn't that on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Kiddushin. We realized for the first time, we woke up and we had this great epiphany that, you know what? Chalip and Isnei Abipachos Mishavar Putin. We knew that the whole time. But the Havamina was that Torah's Kli promotes it to a Dvar Chashuv. But at the end of the day, the fact that she doesn't relate to it, and we talk about she, we're talking about Rov Nashim, don't relate to it in this way. So it can't be, the Mafreya, it can't be that was included in the Kinyan Chashuv of Kesef. It's an amazing Ran. It's hard for me to say, I'm sure somebody's thinking this, did the Rabbeinu Tam mean all of this? I don't know. It's a beautiful Hesber, it's a beautiful elaboration of Shitas Rabbeinu. I don't know if he exactly thought of it 100% the same way. But this Ran, this Shilte Giborim, is absolutely critical. Again, a He'ara in the Rif, and then we'll throw it over to Eitan. The Minyan of the Reish Lemiute Mai, and then simply to say, Lemiute Chalipin Tzalkadaita Chamina Ho'el Gmirna Kicha Kicha Misteyafron, and just skipping over that intermediate step entirely of Chuppah and Rav Huna, from my perspective, is Tzarech Iyun. Again, it's critical that we come to the discussion of Chalipin, but the Gemara seemed to suggest, and the Rif is always interested in Halacha L'maisa, that for everybody but Rav Huna, the most natural exclusion is not Chalipin, but it's actually Chuppah. That's really what you would have thought. If it's the closer, then maybe it could be the opener, and after all, Rav Huna does hold that. So, there's a little bit of a Tzarech Iyun here on the Rif. I want to raise your consciousness about that. And Eitan, take it from here.
So then, if the Ran speaks so highly about Chalipin, then would he say that if you do Chalipin with something that's more than a pruta, it would be Kedushin?
Well, again, so the problem is that we still relate to it in what I call like a quantum way. We're still thinking about Chalipin as one method, no matter what the Kli is worth. His whole havamina was to say, who cares what the kli is worth? Kli is a dvar chashav bifnei atzmo. It's a davar mesuyam. V'haraya moda b'miktas. You're talking about a 5 cent claim, and a person is mowed down 2.5 cents. It's not a pruta, right? It's a shnei machatin, and the hodah is on a ma. But that's still considered enough to trigger the shua sadayanim. Kesef ochelim lishmor, shua sayshem tiyah ben shneihem. So he's saying it doesn't really matter. The whole institution, right, is to be related to as such. I think what you're saying, you know, basically, is more or less where the Tosfos Rid came down. The Tosfos Rid is suggesting that as long as it isn't functionally a mashkon, but it's actually what's being transferred to effectuate the kiddushin, so my gara, what's worse about this than regular kesef? Right? She can be ma'akev for herself. She can hold on to this. And that's where you're much more likely, in other words, for the Rid, as quoted by his grandson, as quoted by the Shilta Agiborim, that's where you're much more likely to draw the distinction between Shava Pruta and not. Right? For the Ran, we're blowing past Shava Pruta, at least in the Havamina stage of the Gemara. That should just be a Davar Chashav. Nachi, give me an analog from a completely different area of Halacha. Machalos Asuros, that we can waive Shi'urim when we're dealing with something which is defined intrinsically as a Midi Dechashev. Excellent. Right. So the din of Birya is the Isser Veheter analog to this. It's just a Dvar Chashev Mineuve. Okay, while you're at it, give me another one. Something which is never batel. Okay, Devar Shlishi Matir is a little different because why should we rely on bittel? But that we impute chashivas to it even though it may completely lack a shir. Excellent. Chanan, outstanding. Devar Hamam. Now, again, I think the best example is Birya. Medavar Hamamid, we could say, you know, because it creates this irrevocable new tzura that, you know, maybe, you know, it simply can't be ignored. But the Birya, I think, is the best example. But this line of thinking, where you have a Dvar Chashav that enables us to sort of bypass standard shiurim, I think is a critical Kol HaTorah Kula din. And the Ran's very skillful employment of it in his Hesber of Rabbeinu Tam, I think is very noteworthy. So, outstanding. Sariel.
The answer to what the Ran would suggest is that Halipin, regardless, would have worked. Why? Because it's possible to do with less than Shavu Pruta?
He says that we knew the whole time. So his answer is, for lack of a better term, rather earthy. He says, you know, it's absolutely possible for us to sit here at a base medrash and say, you know what, chalipin, it's always done with a kli. Why shouldn't it be a kinyan chashuv? But Sariel, where does he think the rubber hits the road? Where do great theories, as I like to quote from my professor, Brent Stackel, great theories go to die when they encounter simple, stubborn facts? And what was the simple, stubborn fact that he says we can't ignore? Anan sade, we bear witness to what? The fact that Nashim don't relate to it as such. You give them a kli that's pachos mishavapruta, they do not deem it a dvar chashav. So in Lundus, there's a very compelling argument to make, right, based on modem mixas, kesef o chelim lishmor, that it has chashivos, it's a davar misuyam, it's what I like to call the choshen mishpat version of birya. Nachi and I think agree on that. You can blow past the threshold shear of Pachos Mishavapruta, because it's a Choshen Mishpat Birya, it's a Kli, it's a Davar HaMesuyam. But the Ran says, in the end of the day, Anan Sade, that the women don't relate to it that way. And therefore, right, it's not going to be included B'Toras Kesef. Okay, and then that's his idea. If the reality were different, it sounds a lot to me like to be open to the sheet of the Tosfos Rid. Why shouldn't Chalipin be Kona? We're not dealing again with a situation where, you know, mana in kan, mashkon in kan. where it's just functionally speaking a collateral. So again, here I think you sense the Ran's empathy for Chalipin. You know, if you look at you're reading the Sefer Achinuch and you think about Chalipin as some kind of, you know, Gnai, some kind of degraded form of a Kenyan. You don't get that impression at all, neither from the Rid nor from the Ran. You know, the Ran, in the end of the day, says, you know, I'm going to wave the white flag. You know, the Nashim, they're non bifnei atzman. They don't relate to it this way. And so what are we going to say? We're going to insist on our svaras, you know, in the face of, you know, pokhazi mayamadavar. So, again, like, I'm myself somewhat ambivalent as to whether Rabbeinu Tam meant every line here. But I think of it as, like, the most persuasive and comprehensive explanation of Rabbeinu Tam on Chalipin. Nachi.
Rabbeinu Tam says the whole thing of Chalipin is that it's Cain Kessel.
Right.
And that could be Shavuot. The Ram never mentions the word
Shavuot. That's why I'm, you know, as hesitant to... look, is there any question that the Ran is operating within the school of Rabbeinu Tam? No, I don't think there's any debate about that. But do they differ in terms of the specifics? Yeah, I would say so. Let me put it to you this way, Nachi, right? The strength of the Ran is it's like almost as if, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we discovered on Kiddushin, Dav Gimel Amid Aleph, the Chalipin is Neo B'pachos Mishav Eputa. Like, what's that all about? We knew that the whole time. So for the Ran, that's already, you know, baked into the Havamina. Okay. It seems to me that you were right, that they are actually doing this. And so, you know, as the Ran says, sometimes we just have to yield to the facts on the ground. Pick it up here tomorrow.